Hi, this is Randy Hunter, author of Complete Jazz Styles Etude and Duet Books for Wind Instruments, and most recently, Set the Stage Jazz Combo Arrangements and Instruction. Please stop by and visit me at www.randyhunterjazz.com. Welcome to this session called Funk by the Step. We'll be using the backing track and chord changes from a tune that's in the Set the Stage series. The tune is Funky Rumpus number 2. So let's begin by downloading the PDF charts that go with your instrument. You might want to also download the concert pitch charts in case you're not comfortable with transposition. You may have already done the Blues by the Step procedure, so if you have, you're fairly familiar with the approach that we're going to take in Funk by the Step. We're going to use a method of primarily common tones with some changing tones to establish the harmonic foundation for what we're playing, but we're also going to work a lot with the articulation. Articulation in funk is really a key component to playing effectively in the style. First, I want you to pull up the optional solo that's provided with your download and listen to the demonstration that's coming up. You'll notice a lot of accented, downbeat-type tones, short, staccato, syncopated upbeat tones, and also some short, loud, marcato-type accented tones. You'll notice that it's these articulations and accents that really contribute to the overall effectiveness of the solo. One other thing I want you to do is compare the melodic lines to the Mixolydian scales located on the lead sheet underneath the improvisation suggestions. You'll see that primarily our tones are taken from these Mixolydian scales, and there are also a few tones that are taken from the blues Mixolydian scale that's included on that page under the F7 concert chord. Okay, grab your axe and get ready because we're about to do some playing. But first, let's take a look at the Funk by the Step page. Step number one, you'll see that under step number one, we've got 16 bars. We're using three different chords. We're using F7 concert, B-flat 7 concert, and C7 concert. You'll notice that each lick under the different chords is composed of four different notes. And you'll also notice that some of those notes have 3 and 7 written above them. That's because those are the thirds and the sevenths of the chord. You'll notice that those are primarily the tones that are changing as we go from chord to chord. Those are the tones that really say that you're playing that particular chord, the thirds and the sevenths. I'll play first. I'm going to play a chorus all the way around 16 bars. I want you to listen carefully to how I play the tones. I'm just going to play what's written, but I'm going to play some tones short, some tones legato, and some tones accented. When we the second chorus around, I want you to play with me, and I want you to see if you can mimic the style.
1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
Let's move ahead and begin some improvisation practice at this point. Using just the notes from step number one, let's improvise, mixing up the articulation and also exploring rhythmically. I'll play the first chorus. You've got the second chorus. Now remember, it's okay to mix up your rhythms and the articulation, but use just the notes that are written in step number one. One, two, three, four. You may wish to back the lesson up and repeat that take several times until you're comfortable with the tones, the articulation, and the chord changes before moving on to step number two. In step number two, we're going to begin adding some tones. On the F7 chord, we're adding the C and D concert pitches. On the B-flat 7 chords, we're adding the B-flat and the C concert pitches. And on the concert C 7 chords, we're adding the C and D concert pitches. The addition of these pitches basically completes the Mixolydian scale minus the avoid tones or the X'd out tones that you'll see on the lead sheet that comes with your download. So I'm going to improvise first on the first chorus around using all of these tones. Remember, we're going to mix up the articulation and the rhythms, but we're going to try to keep it simple enough that we don't have problems maintaining the form of the chord changes. I'll go first. You get the second chorus. One, two, three, four. Hopefully by now you're starting to get pretty comfortable with this funk groove. You may want to play through step number two a few more times by backing the lesson up until you really start to lock into all these different tones and the chord changes before moving on to step number three. In step number three, we're really going to start getting funky by adding some blues scale tones to the Mixolydian tones that we're using on the F7 chord. You may wish to also go ahead and use the entire Mixolydian scale on any of these chords. Notice by looking at the improvisation suggestions, you get the Mixolydian scale with the fourth tone of each scale X'd out. That's because that tone is an excellent tone for passing purposes, but it's not really a very good tone to emphasize on each chord. So if you choose to use this tone, then make sure to use it as a passing tone and not a tone of emphasis on each chord. You can also look at the F7 concert scale that shows the blues tones mixed in with the Mixolydian scale tones. And in step number three on your printout, you'll see some examples of different ways to use these tones on the F7 chord. I'll go first, and I'll be sure to mix in each of the examples shown in number 3. You've got the second chorus. Now remember, our objective is not to play the blues scale, but to use some blues scale tones in conjunction with the Mixolydian scales to still demonstrate the chord changes while producing some very soulful sounds. One, two, three, four. This basically concludes our Funk by the Step lesson. You can continue adding steps of your own, however, by experimenting with things such as articulation, the use of inflection, things like bends, growls, alternate and false fingerings, etc. You can also experiment harmonically with bebop concepts such as chromaticism, or more contemporary concepts like playing with fourth intervals or outside playing. Any number of things work well as long as you base it on a solid rhythmic and harmonic foundation. Thanks for joining me with this Funk by the Step procedure, and remember to visit me at randyhunterjazz.com or drop me an email at randy@randyhunterjazz.com.